And he? How is it with him? Tell me. It was always Lady Waldemar that he loved. No, don't be surprised. I knew. You see, I loved on my knees as others pray. I was his for his uses, not my own. His stool to sit upon. His cup to fill with wine or vinegar, whichever drink might please him. For that was my pleasure. Until Lady Waldemar came. At first, I felt distrust. But still she came. She bade me never tell him that she had come. She liked to love me better than he knew. So very kind she was. And every time she came, she brought more light. And her light made my sorrow clearer. Well, I cannot blame her for that. It would be the same if an angel came. Whose right should prove my wrong? And every time the lady came, she looked more beautiful and spoke more like a flute among green trees. Until at last, as one whose heart, being sad on hearing lovely music, suddenly dissolves in weeping, I broke into tears and asked her counsel. Had I erred in being too happy? She wrapped me in her generous arms at once and let me dream a moment how it feels to have a real mother. And when I looked, her face was so bright, too bright not to be a little hard. Though she was kind, Lady Waldemar hurt me. She told me that Romney could not love me. A man like Romney Lee needs a wife more level to himself. She promised to provide me the means for passage to Australia. Her maid, who knew the customs of the world, would travel with me. I never liked the woman's face, or voice, or ways. It made me blush to look at her. Every time she came, my veins ran cold. She spoke too familiarly, touched me. At last, I asked Lady Waldemar if such a one could be trusted. She called me silly until I left it. The rest is short. I was obedient. I wrote my letter to Romney and followed that bad guide.